Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So live now from the opposite ends of the North American continent, we have Mike Wilkins, who's an engineer for our partner WGBH in Boston. Mike, I suspect there's a smile on your face this morning.
Absolutely. When your producer called to ask if I'd be a part of this discussion, I said, I'm tired, but if you can get somebody from Vancouver, then I can certainly be up for this.
We're, of course, talking about the Stanley Cup Finals, Game 7, won by the Boston Bruins in a 4-0 contest out in Vancouver. Brian Warishin is a Vancouver Canucks fan, joining us live from the other end of North America. Brian, you're not smiling, even though in Vancouver people have smiles on their faces all the time because it's so gorgeous out there.
Well, it's not gorgeous this morning, so if you're tired, I'm half asleep, buddy. It's 4:30 in the morning here, so it's not a very good day in Vancouver.
And
not just because of the game.
And part of this is because of the loss and a very hard-fought contest. Part of it is because hockey is Canada's sort of national game, and part of it is the behavior of Vancouver Canucks fans on the street. What do you make of that, Brian?
Well, those aren't Vancouver Canucks fans. There was people down there before the game even started with the full intent to cause problems, so I don't want them termed as Vancouver Canucks fans because they're not fans, and I was right in the middle of that last night, and we personally grabbed a few of these punks and held them to the police, and it's an embarrassment to our city. It's an embarrassment to Vancouver Canucks fans because those aren't fans.
Brian Warbushin, a Vancouver Canucks fan. Brian, good for you helping to quell the rioting. We're talking about riots that began shortly before the game ended, the Stanley Cup Finals going to the Boston Bruins. So, Mike, first of all, when was the last time the Bruins won, and do you remember that?
They last won in 1972, and prior to that, the 1969-70 season. Yeah, I was about 10 and 12 years old at the time, and long diehard family tradition of rooting for the Bruins. Of course, enjoy hockey, enjoy watching the Stanley Cup no matter who's in it. And as Brian just said, we all know as hockey fans that the people who are out there causing problems, win or lose, are not the fans.
Can you comfort Brian a little bit, Mike? I mean, because it sounds like he needs a friend this morning.
Well, as we know, the Campbell Cup, which is awarded to the Clarence Campbell Cup, which is awarded to the Western Division champs, is certainly not the Stanley Cup. But they've come to the dance now several times, and I think the next time they make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, it's all theirs.
Mike Wilkins.
Unless they're playing the Bruins.
Right, all right. Mike Wilkins, Bruins fan. The Bruins win the Stanley Cup Finals. Brian Warishin, is it next year for the Canucks, do you think?
I don't know. I'm so tired of next year.
Come on, buddy. It's next year. Come on. I want to hear you say it. Come on.
Sure, next year. But, this one still hurts a lot because, we thought it was this year and the city really wanted this. Our fans really wanted it. Players really wanted it, As bad as I feel this morning, I can't imagine how bad, the players of the Canucks feel.
Well, Brian Warishin, our hearts are with you, even though our flag supports the Boston Bruins. So Brian Warishin, a Vancouver Canucks fan who runs CanucksCorner.com, very, very sad after the Canucks' defeat in the Stanley Cup Finals to the Boston Bruins.